devil!
American Legion baseball coverage is on the air.
He makes a leaping, diving catch. Does he hang on to it? Yes. Nice play out there by the center fielder.
This is the Pepsi pregame show, brought to you by the Pepsi Cola Bottling Company of Hastings. Live for now.
And he's going to try to make an inside-the-park home run to the plate, and he's going to be in there, a stand-up inside-the-park home run there.
Now, let's get you out to the diamond for tonight's game.
And good afternoon. Welcome to American Legion baseball coverage tonight on 1230 KHAS. Hastings 5 points back on the diamond today as they play a single ball game with Lincoln Southwest Pinnacle Bank. Seven-inning ball game scheduled for us again tonight as we spend a couple of minutes with Hastings head coach Russ Kindig. And coach, a couple of wins over Columbus last night, winning by scores of 9-3 and 6-4. The wins are nice, but number two wins in the conference.
Yeah, even bigger, 3-1 now. So, you know, we talked. We're going to have to really probably win out or maybe have one more loss to have a chance in the west side of the conference.
Starting pitching last night was the key for you. Zach Merrill in game number one goes seven innings, and then Ben Clausen goes 4 1/3 in game number two.
Yeah, you know, really big. We're going to expect those guys to do that all year for us. That's probably, you know, as good a 1-2 as we've had or I've had since we've been in the program. And then you throw Alex Peng and even in Mason, couple of veterans there that really know what they're doing, so we're happy with our pitching right now.
Let's talk about the performances you got out of Zach. He had 10 strikeouts in his first ball game, and Ben Clausen seeing his first playing time since coming off of the state track meet, pitched extremely well in his first outing.
Yeah, both of them pitched well, I thought. Zach, I've had the fortune of having him the last 2 years, and he's, you know, just gotten better and better and grown as a pitcher on the mound physically and mentally. Really knows what he wants to do. Him and Brooks are on the same page. And then there's Ben, who's really learning to be a pitcher, didn't throw much last year, but just has really great stuff. So kind of the same guys in a way, with hard-throwing right-handed, strong fastball and good curveballs, but Zach's got a little bit better mind frame up there, and Ben's learning as he goes, and, you know, the sky's the limit with him.
What about the pitching staff? Are these guys the 1-2 of your pitching staff, or is that still being kind of sorted out?
Right. I think going in, we had Zach as our number one guy, and then Alex Peng and Neven probably as our two, Mason our three, and only because we didn't have Ben in the spring as much as we wanted, and you know, his lack of experience on the mound put him in the four. But, you know, by the time Eric comes around, we'll shake that up if we have to and throw our best couple of guys.
A couple of guys are coming out of the bullpen last night. Alex Mendoza in game number one, and then Jared Foote in game number two. Talk about their efforts last night.
Right. Both guys we're going to rely on a lot out of that pen. We're really trying to find a few guys. Jared and Alex both are kind of a rubber arm guy that can throw multiple days and days in a row. So we're going to rely on those guys a lot. Probably see Jared out there, possibly Alex again tonight.
Pitching-wise, you guys got a ton of guys that can throw some innings for you.
Yeah, we really do. Like I said, we'll rely on Jared and Alex tonight. I think we're going to throw Braden Valentine, who's thrown and has one save for us this year. And we'll ask him to go two or three, and if we get anything after that, we'll count ourselves lucky.
This going to be kind of a pitching by committee. Is that what you expect tonight?
Right. When I go through the season at the beginning, we map out a rotation all the way through. We have basically a five-man rotation, six-man rotation with at least seven starts, and then we got a seven, and that's our tonight's our seven, where seven's usually Johnny Holstaff, and we'll take whoever's ready to go, and hopefully we'll ride them ways.
You play these Cornhusker League games during the week and then play tournaments or several games throughout the weekend. Do you use these non-conference or non-league games to maybe develop maybe some guys that wouldn't see a lot of innings on the weekend?
Right, definitely. You know, we're Zach goes seven innings last night, and Ben goes almost five. So sometimes our relievers don't get a whole lot of time there, and we'll come back and just relieve one whole game, and that's kind of what we have to do in a situation like tonight.
Hastings getting some big hits last night. Sam Reimer out of the number nine position comes up with four base hits last night. Had an RBI and scored two runs. Anytime you get a number nine guy involved in your offense, that's a feather in your cap.
Right. And with Sam, we pulled him up as a sophomore. We knew he could field. He was a strong shortstop for us last year on the field, and that's what we've asked him to do, is come out, be the leader on that infield along with Brooks, another sophomore behind the plate, but field every ground ball, make every play, routine play at short, and whatever we get out of Sam into the nine hole, we'll take. And last night he helps out a lot.
Zach Merrill, 4-for-7 at the plate as well. Last night he had 3 RBIs and he scored 3 runs. That's a guy you just kind of count on. You talked about it as a pitching effort, but he also carries the big stick for you at the plate.
Yeah, he has. And most of the year up to that point last night, he'd been kind of a 5-6 hitter for us, and he's just really swung the bat well in the cages in the games. And now we're going to ask even more out of him going into that 3-hole and seeing a lot of, you know, curveballs off speed probably. Teams will know that he's our number 3. They're going to pitch him a little bit differently down in the order than he was down in the order. And he stepped up to the plate last night and did a great job for us.
Defensively, you kind of talked about Brooks Asher behind the plate. He's done a majority of your catching so far this year. And that's not easy to do. He had a doubleheader last night where he played, all 14 innings behind the plate or 15 innings behind the plate.
Yep, he has. And he's as hard a worker and as in good a shape as anybody back there. He knows what it's going to take. We'll spell him a little bit now with the courtesy runner again, which he hates and wants to get, you know, he gets on base, he wants to run, but he knows himself. We know, you know, in situations he's a good base runner. But, yeah, Jameson Cockrell is going to have to catch for us a little bit. He caught against Ralston the other day, did a great job filling in, giving Brooks a day off, and he'll have to do that probably on Saturday.
Okay, we'll take a break. You're listening to the Pepsi pregame show tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Yeah, traffic again. You've sat in it like a zillion times. But this time, why don't you mix it up with a Pepsi? Yeah? Sounds nice, doesn't it? Aw, yeah. Jams aren't so bad with the cool cola flow. Look at that cabbie waving at you. Ah, what a friendly guy. Whoa, check out that orange cone. It's like sunshine. Pepsi always gives you the green light on total enjoyment. And now, you're experiencing a whole world of refreshment. Without moving at all.
Oh, yeah.
Pepsi. Live for now.
Back with Hastings Five Points Bank head coach Russ Kindig. Hastings playing a single 7-inning ball game here tonight with Lincoln Southwest Pinnacle Bank, a team that played spring baseball in the high school level. They went 18-12, and typically on the American Legion schedule, these guys are pretty tough.
Yeah, every year you run into Southwest. They've been a good team the last few years, so we're going to have to come out and play really well. Hopefully, you know, I think we've been playing really well, just continue to.
These guys on the other side of the division, so to speak, but it's always nice to maybe see these guys during the regular season, isn't it?
Sure, yeah. We could possibly see them again if things go the way that we want to and we win that West Division. So, you know, we're not afraid to play anybody. We're going to go out and play as tough a schedule as we can, and they definitely fit that bill.
As many things that went right for us last night, a doubleheader sweep, there's got to be a few things that you didn't feel real comfortable with. What were those things last night?
Sure, probably a little bit of base running. Few mistakes there on the base pass defensively, not covering a bunt. You know, we haven't practiced since I think last Thursday, maybe, with playing Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Yeah, we gave Monday off, so we haven't been on the field and really had a chance to refine some of those bunt coverages, that kind of stuff. So we got to figure that out. We'll have 2 days to practice here, but definitely the base running and just knowing where we need to be.
Yeah, I talked about that last night after the game, that we're just going to kind of have to learn on the fly, so to speak. The way the schedule is and as aggressive as we are at playing games, we're going to make a few mistakes here earlier in the season, aren't we?
Yeah, we are going to. And, you know, we go in and practice Thursday and Friday. We probably won't throw a whole lot in those practices. So it'll be some walkthrough, really working on our fundamentals, footwork, a lot of short throws, but you know, playing this many games and then going into practice, we got to take it easy sometimes. So we'll get through the walkthroughs. We'll go over our bunt coverages again, and we'll be fine.
So it's Hastings and Lincoln Southwest Pinnacle Bank tonight here at the Smith Complex. Again, the pitching plans for tonight, what do you got in mind?
Right, Braden Valentine, like I said, he's, I think, gave us 2 innings earlier this year. We'll try and get 2 or 3 out of him again tonight. And Brady Staten was going to throw on Sunday. Jared Foote was supposed to throw on Sunday, so we've got a couple of guys that are starters that we can bring in if we need them to on short day or short rest.
Okay, go ahead.
Thanks.
Russ Kindig, head coach for Hastings Five Points Bank. Stick around, starting lineups and the play-by-play description up next. Hastings and Lincoln Southwest tonight on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to the Pepsi Pregame Show, brought to you by the Pepsi Cola Bottling Company of Hastings. Live for now. Stay tuned. The first pitch is straight ahead on your link to local sports, 1230 KHAS.
Five Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a five-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
Additionally, our holding company is ranked 15th in the nation by SNL Financial. We are very proud of the five-star designation in our top 15 ranking, and we will work hard to maintain these. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
Five Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank. Member FDIC.
Today's American Legion baseball game is brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local athletics.
And good afternoon. Welcome to the Smith Complex. American Legion baseball today here on 1230 KHAS. Lincoln Southwest Pinnacle Bank in town to take on Hastings Five Points Bank here tonight. Hastings coming in a record of 5 wins, 3 losses after the doubleheader sweep over Columbus Cornerstone here last night. Meanwhile, this is the first game of the season for Lincoln Southwest Pinnacle Bank. Ball game already underway. Eli Lovell is the guy who led off for Southwest. He bopped one back up to the middle, so Southwest has got a man on at first base. This is Connor Sudik, the designated hitter, up there next for Lincoln Southwest Pinnacle Bank. Logan Foster will follow him. He's the left fielder. Then we'll see Connor Behrens, the third baseman, and Eric Anderson, the catcher here for Lincoln Southwest. Derek Glenn, the second baseman, will bat in the number 6 position. Then we'll see David Katenberger. He's the first baseman here today for Lincoln Southwest. Chase Goble will follow him, the shortstop, in the number 8 position. Lucas Mraz will be the center fielder. And then the pitcher tonight for Lincoln Southwest will be Clayton Cope. On the mound tonight for Hastings is going to be Alex Pagani, but there's a swing and a miss at the plate. A strikeout and running down to second base into play is going to be Lovell. So we get a strikeout here with Connor Sudik going down. First strikeout of the ball game for Panganiban. Eli Lovell gets a stolen base. He ends up at second here for Lincoln Southwest Pinnacle Bank. The starters for Hastings defensively. Brooks Asher is behind the plate again for Hastings with Panganiban on the mound. Brady Staten will get the start at first base tonight. Ryan Kern will be at second base. You've got Sam Reimer at shortstop and Mason Spilenick at third base out on the outfield. Braden Valentine out in left field. You've got Brock Dreher out in center, and Jamison Cockrell is out in right field. Starting lineups tonight brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings, now with 3 locations in Hastings, the better bank, member FDIC. Temperature is sitting at 90 degrees here at game time tonight. Winds out of the east-southeast at about 10 miles per hour. Playing a single 7-inning ball game here tonight with Lincoln Southwest Pinnacle Bank as the next pitch is going to be hit down the right field line. It's going to fall into foul territory. So a long strike there on Logan Foster. And the count to him is sitting at 2 balls and 1 strike. Just underway, Eli Lovell is the guy who led off with a single to center field. Connor Sudik then struck out for Lincoln Southwest Pinnacle Bank. This is the number 3 guy in the batting order, and Logan Foster, the left fielder. Connor Behrens, the third baseman, is due up there next. Lincoln Southwest Pinnacle Bank, first game of the season on the American Legion schedule here tonight. This is the team that played spring baseball this year in Class A, finished 18-12 during the spring. Next pitch comes inside for a ball, and it's now 3 balls and 1 strike here to the number 3 hitter for Lincoln Southwest Pinnacle Bank and Logan Foster. Bango's next pitch is going to be up high for a ball, and he walks him. So a single, a strikeout, and now a walk here for Alex Panganiban. In this first inning of play, Panganiban so far this season, he has a record of 1 win and no losses on the season. He has thrown 9 2/3 innings. He is making his 3rd overall appearance of the 2014 season. And he's thrown 9 2/3 innings. He's given up 16 hits and 5 runs, all 5 of those earned. 1 base on balls and 4 strikeouts coming into the ball game here tonight as DRA is sitting at 3.62. Next pitch is going to be up high for a ball, and it's now 1 ball and 0 strikes to a number 4 hitter in the batting order here for Lincoln Southwest. That is Connor Behrens. He'll be at third base today for Lincoln. There's the next pitch, a breaking pitch that's going to miss outside, and the count now is at 2 balls and 0 strikes. Lincoln Southwest with runners on at first and second base here in this first inning of play. We're in the top half of the first inning, just underway here at the Smith Complex here tonight. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be swung on, hit towards center field. Brock Dreher is going to send a letter, and he makes the catch. The runner looks like he wants to go from second base, but a nice throw in there from Dreher. Now the ball gets away from the third baseman, Spilinick, and running down to third base on a play is going to be Eli Lovell, and then a throw down to second base as Foster was going to the back at second. That one is thrown into right field, and coming in to score from third base is going to be Lovell. So Hastings throwing the ball around a little bit here early in the ball game. Lovell's going to come in and score here for Lincoln Southwest Pinnacle Bank, and ending up at second base in the play is going to be Logan Foster. The count is sitting at 2 balls and no strikes here at the plate. Eric Anderson's going to come to the plate. All right, Eric Anderson comes to the plate next. So a run comes in to score. It's a 1-0 ball game. A runner is on at second base. There's now 2 men out here in the inning. Eric Anderson comes to the plate next for Lincoln Southwest Pinnacle Bank. He will bat for the right-hand side. So a single and a walk has produced a run here for Lincoln Southwest. Hastings also with an error here in this inning. And 1-0 is a score in favor of Lincoln Southwest. Eric Anderson backs out of the batter's box. The count here is at no balls and two strikes to Anderson. Derek Glenn will be up there next, the second baseman. Then we'll see the first baseman, David Katenberger. Alex Panganiban, one of the mainstays from a year ago on the Hastings 5 Points Bank American Legion baseball team, returning for the 2014 season, considered to be one of the top pitchers on the pitching staff here for this year. Head coach Russ Kindig, there's a ground ball towards short, fielded there by Reimer. His throw is the first base. The throw is a little bit high, but it's grabbed there by Brady Staten, and the inning is over. The Lincoln Southwest, they grab the lead here in the first inning of play. We go to the bottom of the inning with a score. Lincoln Southwest, Pinnacle Bank 1, Hastings coming to bat.
I was one of the first babies that my dad delivered once he came out to Hastings. It was always very neat getting to see how my dad interacted with patients. That was my first introduction to medicine, and I saw the way the patients looked at him, and I thought, boy, that'd be a pretty neat career to have. In my role as an OBGYN physician, it's important to me to try to get to know the patient and the family very well during that time, so I'm able to understand what their needs are and provide the best care possible. The inspiration for me is being able to form a bond with the patient and with her family as they're transitioning through a pregnancy, to take that extra moment to relate to the patient. She has to know that she can trust me and that I'll be there for her no matter what. I'm Tyler Adam, OBGYN physician.
Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration.
1230 KHAS.
American Legion baseball action here tonight on 1230 KHAS. Lincoln Southwest Pinnacle Bank has got the lead over Hastings as we head to the bottom half of the first inning. And coming up there for Hastings at the top of the order, we'll see Jameson Cockrell, also Brock Dreher, and also Brooks Asher. One of those guys get aboard. We'll see Alex Panganiban come to the plate. 1-0 is the score. Hastings trailing after a base hit, also a walk thrown in there, an error for Hastings in that first inning of play, and Lincoln Southwest was able to score a run in that first inning of play. So Hastings will have to come from behind. They trailed last night in the ball game against Columbus in the opener by a 2-1 margin before Ryan Kern came to bat in the top half for the seventh inning and a home run to tie things up at 2 runs apiece. And then Hastings scored 7 runs in the eighth inning of play. Columbus scoring 1 in the bottom of the eighth. Hastings winning the first ball game last night by a score of 9-3. Then Hastings 5 points held off Columbus in the second ball game by a score of 6-4. So Hastings coming off of a couple of Cornhusker League wins last night over Columbus here at the Smith Complex. We'll see what Jameson Cockrell can do here. For Hastings in the bottom half of the first inning with 5 points trailing in the ball game by a score of 1-0. Clayton Cope is the pitcher for Southwest. There's a ground ball to short. Picked up there. Goes to first base. That's going to be in time. Chase Goble is a shortstop for his Lincoln Southwest. He scoops that one up with no problem. Had plenty of time to get it to first base, and Jameson Cockrell is retiring the play from short to first. That's going to bring up Brock Dreher next. Dreher so far this season is hitting .286. Hastings is a team now at .308. Is their team batting average? Is the first pitch, and it's a fly ball toward right. Lovell's going to grab that one. So one pitch, and Brock Dreher flies out to the right fielder, and Eli Lovell for the second out of his first inning of play. Brooks Asher comes to the plate next. Asher is the catcher in this ball game. In fact, he's done most of the catching chores for Hastings this year. At the plate, Asher is now 5 out of 25. Batting average is sitting at .200 on the season. And the pitch is going to be in there for a strike, nothing at one, to Brooks Asher. Brooks so far has got one double for his extra base hits this year. No home runs, 3 RBIs, 4 base on balls, and 4 strikeouts for Asher in this 2014 season. The count is at 1-1 here to Brooks Asher, the number 3 hitter in the batting order. For Hastings, 5 points. Here comes the next pitch. Hit out in front of the plate. Now down the third baseline. Fielded there by the catcher. He goes to first base, and Asher is thrown out. Eric Anderson goes out in front of the plate and then down the third baseline to retrieve the ball, and he gets it right on the money to David Katenberger, the first baseman, and the inning is over as Hastings goes down in order here in the bottom half of the first. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. They go to the top of the second with a score. Lincoln Southwest Pinnacle Bank 1, Hastings nothing.
Get more than you expect. Furniture Direct.
When you hear the name Furniture Direct, low prices is about what you'd expect. But at Furniture Direct, you get more than you expect, like coil spring seating in our catnapper recliners and motion furniture so they keep sitting great for years to come. Plus express delivery so you can enjoy your furniture right away. Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct, behind Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings, FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
Follow all your favorite teams in the Hastings Tribune and online at HastingsTribune.com. Read stories and see action photos online anytime. Go to HT Media to view and order Tribune sports and news photos. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune and get the e-edition free.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
American Legion baseball coverage tonight here on 1230 KHAS, brought to you in part by Five Points Bank of Hastings. Locally owned, locally managed, with friendly service, 3 convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. So Lincoln Southwest Pinnacle Bank has got the lead over Hastings here as we head to the top half of the second inning. Lincoln Southwest will send up batters 6, 7, and 8 in the batting order here. Derek Glenn, also David Katenberger, and also Chase Goebel. Well, these guys get aboard. We'll see the center fielder, Lucas Meraz. On the mound for Hastings is Alex Panganiban with Brooks Asher behind the plate. Staten is over there at first base. Ryan Kern at second. Sam Reimer is at shortstop, and Mason Spilenik is at third base. The outfield and left field, you got Braden Valentine for Hastings. Brock Dreher is out in center. Jameson Cockrell is in right field. Hastings 5-3 in the season, and this is the season opener for Lincoln Southwest Pinnacle Bank, their first game of the season. Derek Glenn comes to the plate against Panganiban. There's a ground ball hit towards short. That's going to sneak through there for a base hit in the center field. Reimer could not get to it as he moves to his left. That's the second base hit of the ball game for Lincoln Southwest. They've got their leadoff man on again here in the second inning of play is Derek Glenn on the very first pitch. Sends that one past to Sam Reimer at shortstop. This is going to be David Katenberger coming to the plate next. He's the first baseman for Lincoln Southwest. Big tall kid. He'll stand in from the right-hand side here. Lincoln Southwest in their white baseball pants with kind of their grayish tops, trimmed and lettered in green with some white trim. There's a high fly ball, foul territory, going across the foul line is Staten, and he grabs it at first base. So Katenberger is going to foul out to the first baseman in Brady Staten. That's the first out of the second inning of play. That's going to bring up Chase Goebel next, the shortstop. Hastings dressed in their homestanding white uniforms there tonight, trimmed and lettered in the red and the blue. Alex Panganiban working from the stretch here in inning number 2 with a man on at first base. Here's a pitch to the plate, a fastball is going to stay inside. 1-1, no strikes now to Chase Goble for Lincoln Southwest Pinnacle Bank. Hastings will play in the Grand Island Tournament coming up on Saturday. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be up high for a ball. Two balls and no strikes now to Chase Goble. The two ball games scheduled for Sunday against Lincoln Academy have been canceled. Evidently, Lincoln Academy did not have enough players to play the ball game on Sunday, so Hastings will have a rare day off on Sunday. Those games have been canceled. They were supposed to be played here at the Smith Complex. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike. Two balls and one strike now to Chase Goble, the shortstop. Lucas Meraz, the center fielder, is due up there next for Lincoln Southwest. Pinnacle's got a man out over at first base. There's a high fly ball toward right field. Cockrell grabs it, and quickly getting back to the bag at first is going to be Glenn. He was halfway to second base on the play there. Puts on the brakes and returns to the bag at first. There's now two men out here in the second inning of play. Lucas Meraz will come to the plate next. Where's number one in that gray uniform as he digs in from the right-hand side here to face Alex Pangadeban for the first time tonight. Meraz with a club in hand, waiting on the pitch. Here it comes. It's going to be an attempted bunt. It's fouled back to the screen. No balls and one strike down to Lucas Meraz. If he can get aboard, we'll see Eli Lovell again, who singled to start off the ball game. 1-0 is the score just underway here tonight at the Smith Complex. Hastings and Lincoln Southwest Pinnacle Bank squaring off in 1 7-inning ball game here tonight. There's a quick throw over the first base. Not in time. Diving back in there is going to be Derek Glenn. Brady Staten applying the tag there for Hastings, but it was not in time. Staten playing in place of Zach Merrill over at first base tonight. Merrill threw 7 innings on the mound last night, one of the ball games against Columbus. Came up a little sore today, so Brady Staten getting the start over there at first base tonight for Hastings 5 points bank. Next pitch is going to be up high for a ball, and it's now one ball and one strike to Lucas Meraz as he waits in the right-hand batter's box. Pango working from the stretch. Next pitch is down low. It's going to miss, and the count goes to 2 balls and 1 strike. American Legion Baseball tonight here on 1230 KHIS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Inching away from the bag down there at first is going to be Derek Glenn. There's a breaking pitch by Panganiban. It's going to be in there for a strike on the outside corner. Now they counted 2 balls and 2 strikes. To Lucas Meraz, the center fielder for Lincoln Southwest. He backs out of the batter's box. Now he's ready to go as he digs back in on the right-hand side. Panganiban looking for the sign from his catcher, Brooks Asher. He comes set. Here comes the pitch to the plate. Down low. The runner goes to first base. Asher's throw goes way off of the mark, nearly in the center field, but it's knocked down there by Ryan Kern. That's going to be the second stolen base of the ball game for Lincoln Southwest as Derek Glenn swipes second. And now he's now in scoring position here. Down here at the plate is at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lucas Meraz. At the top of the order, Eli Lovell will be up there next. Meraz now waiting on the 3-2. It's on the way. It's going to be a base on ball is given up there. Panganiban thought he had it on the inside corner. He did not. A base on ball is awarded there to Lucas Meraz. Also going from second base and stealing third on the play is going to be Derek Glenn. So now Lincoln Southwest Pinnacle Bank has got runners on at first and third base again here in the second inning of play. And Eli Lovell, the top of the order, comes up there next. Lovell started the ball game with a single to center field. He had a stolen base, and he came around to score in the first inning of play on an error on Hastings. So it's a 1-0 ball game in Lincoln Southwest, looking to add to their total right here against Hastings in the second inning. Two men out for Lincoln Southwest as Lovell comes to the plate. Here comes the pitch by Panganiban. That ball is going to be hit hard to center field. Dropping back is going to be Dreher. And he settles under it, and he makes the catch, and the inning is over. So Lovell gives that baby a ride, but right at the center fielder, Brock Dreher, and the inning is over for Lincoln Southwest. They score no runs on one base hit. No errors on Hastings. Two men left on base. We go to the bottom of the second inning with a score. Lincoln Southwest 1, Hastings nothing.
When you hear Graham Tire, you think of tires, but they're more than that. They're the ASE certified service providers who care about you and your vehicle. Of course, they have the best in tires, too. And now through May 31st, get up to $80 by mail-in rebate when you purchase a set of 4 select Goodyear tires. Double your rebate up to $160 when you make the purchase on your Goodyear credit card. your local Goodyear Tire and Service Network dealer. Graham Tire, your tire store next door.
DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services. We take care of our neighbors.
This is Scott DeWitt asking you to consider us for cremation services. With the simplicity and dignity cremation offers, we can provide a variety of options. If you've already made the choice, start here for a free consultation and information on cremation.
At DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services, we take care of our neighbors. Serving Hastings and surrounding communities. Call 402-462-4444. Online at DeWittFuneral.com.
1230 KHAS.
American Legion baseball action here tonight on 1230 KHAS. 1 7-inning ball game for us tonight with Lincoln Southwest, Pinnacle Bank, and Hastings squaring off here. Second straight night we've had the battle of the banks here. Hastings winning last night twice over Columbus Cornerstone Bank. Alex Pangadeban, Ryan Kern, Braden Valentine scheduled up here for Hastings in the second inning of play. Numbers 4, 5, and 6 in the batting order after Hastings went down in order in inning number 1. So Pangadeban, the pitcher, comes up there for Hastings here in this inning. Pangadeban is hitting .333 on the season. There's a bouncing ball off with a glove with the pitcher, Cope. Ball is loose. It's on the pitcher's mound. Cope has no play then at first base. Cope knocks it down, then had problems locating the ball. It was down on the pitcher's mound near the rubber. Cope picks it up, and by that time, it was Pangadeban across the bag at first base. A single there by Alex Pangadeban. That's going to be hit number 1 in the ball game for Hastings. Ryan Kern will come to the plate next. Kern hit that home run last night in the first ball game to tie things up in the seventh inning at 2 runs apiece. He sends this one a mile high out towards center on the very first pitch. It's going to be grabbed out there by Raz, and he gets it back to the infield. So Ryan Kern on his first at-bat tonight will fly out to center field. And that's going to bring up Braden Valentine next. He's the left fielder. Valentine so far this year with a batting average of .375. He's got 6 base hits and 16 trips to the plate. Valentine with a double for his extra base hits this year. No home runs and 3 RBIs as he stumps in there with a man on at first base. Here's the pitch to the plate. It's going to be outside for a ball and a quick throw down to first base. They have got him down there at first base. Pangadeban is picked off by the catcher, Eric Anderson. Anderson doesn't even get out of his crouch. He just kind of throws that from his knees down to first base and catches Eric Pangadeban off of the bag at first. So Pango, after singling to begin this inning, is then picked off of the bag by Eric Anderson, the catcher. So now there's 2 men out in the second inning of play. Nobody on the base pads, and Valentine fouls away this next pitch down the first base side. So a great throw there by the catcher, Eric Anderson, for Lincoln Southwest Pinnacle Bank. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. It's going to be a called third strike, and Hastings goes down once again here in the second inning of play. That's going to be strikeout number 1 in the ball game for Clayton Cope. Hastings scores no runs on 1 base hit, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the third inning of play with a score, Lincoln Southwest Pinnacle Bank 1, Hastings nothing.
We're Shelter Insurance. We view life insurance a little differently.
We think the most thoughtful gift you can give your family doesn't come with a bow.
We know that a life should be measured by more than just dollars and cents.
And we know you'll love the peace of mind life insurance gives you.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance, for your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter Agent Jeb Brandt in Hastings.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Well, Hastings had some base-running miscues last night in that doubleheader against Columbus, and they have one here early in the ballgame as Alex Pangadeban is picked off at first base. Hastings, again, setting only 3 batters to the plate in the second inning of play. And Hastings 5 points now trailing by a score of 1-0 to Lincoln Southwest Pinnacle Bank. As Lincoln comes to bat here in the top half of the third inning, and this one's scheduled for 7 here tonight. Connor Sudik is the designated hitter. He'll come to the plate first here in the third. Logan Foster will follow him, the left fielder, and we'll see Connor Behrens, the third baseman. Eric Anderson, the catcher, would be next if Lincoln can get somebody on the base pads here in the third. Alex Panganiban, again, your pitcher for Hastings here in this ball game. Panganiban from the full windup offers one to the plate. An attempted bunt there is going to be fouled away. And the count goes to no balls and one strike to Connor Sudik. Sudik in the first inning of play, he struck out. Alex Panganiban so far has got one strikeout in the ball game. He has also walked a couple of guys. He's given up one run and a couple of base hits here early in the ball game. Panganiban's next pitch is going to be way outside for a ball. Now one ball and one strike to Connor Sudik. Sudik is a right-handed batter here, working against the right-handed throwing Alex Panganiban. Alex from the full windup offers another one. A breaking pitch that's going to miss inside. And the count goes to two balls and one strike. Hastings got great starting pitching last night in the ball games against Columbus. Zach Merrill started the first ball game last night, went seven innings. Ben Clausen started the second ball game and went four and a third. As the next pitch is going to be fouled out of the way, the count now at two balls and two strikes. Hastings used a couple of pitchers out of the bullpen last night. Alex Mendoza threw an inning in the first ball game for Hastings. Jared Foote threw two innings plus in the second ball game last night. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be a fastball that misses outside. And the count now is at three balls and two strikes. And again, Panganiban thought maybe he had a third strike there, but that's not the case. So it's not close enough. Connor Sudik now looking at a full count of three balls and two strikes. There's the next pitch popped up. That's going to stay here behind the plate. And it's going to be grabbed by Brooks Asher for the out. So Connor Sudik, he works the count full, and then he fouls out to the catcher, Asher, behind the plate. That's going to bring up Logan Foster next. He's the left fielder here for Lincoln Southwest. He drew a base on balls back there in inning number one, and it was left on his base pad stranded. So Foster comes up there, a right-handed hitter against Panganiban. As Spango looks in for the sign from his catcher, Asher, there's the pitch. It's going to be a breaking pitch. It's going to be in there on the inside corner for a strike. No balls and one strike down to Logan Foster. Connor Behrens swinging the bat in the on-deck circle here for Lincoln Southwest. Next pitch is a fastball way up high for a ball, 1-1. Hastings in the third base dugout again tonight here at the Schmidt Complex. Lincoln Southwest over here in the first base side. Panganiban again from the full windup offers another pitch to the plate. That's going to be inside for a ball. And the count is at two balls and one strike. Hastings playing all their home games here at the beginning of the 2014 season here at the Schmidt Complex. While the renovation work continues at their regular home at Duncan Field. A $3 million renovation project that started last fall, running a little bit behind schedule. Hastings was supposed to be at Duncan at the beginning of this season. Here it is coming up on June. We're not there yet. Here's the next pitch to the plate. That's going to be outside for a ball, and he walks him. A base on balls, the third walk in the ball game given up by Panganiban. That's going to bring up Connor Behrens next, the third baseman. Hastings hoping to get into Duncan Field in the next couple of weeks. Depending on who you talk to, it could be as soon as 2 weeks or it could be as late as July 1st. So we'll find out what happens. Hastings eventually hoping to get into Duncan Field sometime this year. They got the area juniors tournament scheduled there in the month of July. There's a high fly ball toward left center. Dreher is going to grab at the center field to record the out, and he gets the ball back to the infield. So two men out now here in the third inning of play with a runner on at first base. Eric Anderson comes to the plate next. He's the catcher for Lincoln Southwest Pinnacle Bank. He will stroll on the plate here, and he'll work against Panganiban. Lincoln Southwest scoring a run in the first inning of play on a base hit and one Hastings error. It has held up so far here in this contest. 1-0 is the score. Hastings 5 points has got only one base hit through the first two innings. Asher goes out to have a couple of words now with Panganiban on the hill. Returns to the dish, takes his position back there. And we're set to go, ready to pitch to Eric Anderson, the catcher. He grounded out to shortstop to end the first inning of play tonight. There's a quick throw over the first base. That's not in time. Diving back in there, head first, is going to be Logan Foster for Lincoln Southwest. So Panganiban now working from the stretch here. In his third inning of play, comes set. Baganeban offers one of the plays. It's going to be onside. There's a quick throw down there by Asher, and it's not in time. Again, diving back in there is your base runner, Logan Foster. You just got there. A quick throw there by Asher. The pitch was outside. Asher had a clean throw down to first base, but it was not in time. The pitch count now sitting at 1-0 here at the plate on Eric Anderson. Next pitch is a fastball that misses. And now the count is at 2-0. Head coach Russ Kindig will have a plethora of pitchers that will be available for tonight's ball game. So I assume if Pango runs into any kind of trouble tonight, Russ will be hesitant to go to the bullpen here tonight. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike on the inside corner. 2-1 now to Eric Anderson. Derek Glenn is scheduled up there next, and then David Katenberger.
Your state. Your team.
If Lincoln Southwest
your
Pinnacle
show.
Bank can get something going, there's a ground
this
ball towards
Sports
short.
Nightly.
The throw is to second
there's
base.
There's a fastball hitting the inner right. Long run. Darby is there. Dives and makes a tremendous leaping catch into the gap in right center field. What a
stop.
Play by
and
Austin Darby to steal.
Southwest Pinnacle Bank, they score no runs here in the third inning of play. No runs, no hits, no errors on Hastings. One man left on base. We go to the bottom of the third inning with a score of Lincoln Southwest Pinnacle Bank 1, Hastings nothing.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Follow the Hastings Legion baseball teams in the Hastings Tribune and online at hastingstribune.com. Also, read stories and see action photos on the Tribune's website, online, anytime. Huskers and national sports, too. Go to HT Media to view and order Tribune sports and news photos. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune and get the e-edition free. Call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Lincoln Southwest Pinnacle Bank with a lead over Hastings, and it is 2-1 as Hastings will bat now here in the bottom half of the third inning. So far, only one base hit. For Hastings through the first two innings, that was by Alex Panganiban in the last inning. But then he was immediately picked off of the base pads by the catcher for Lincoln. That was Eric Anderson. So Hastings will send up 7, 8, and 9 in the batting order here in this inning. That's going to be Mason Spilnick, Brady State, and also Sam Reimer. Spilnick playing at third base tonight for Hastings. So Mason comes up there for the first time tonight. His batting average is sitting at 250 in the season. He's got 5 base hits and 20 trips to the plate. Very first pitch, he sends it out to the center, and it's going to be an easy catch out there by Lucas Mraz. So Mason Spilnick on one pitch. He goes down here for 5 points. Brady Staten coming to the plate next. Staten has got a batting average of 167. And he got the start tonight over at first base when Zach Merrill came up a little sore tonight after throwing 7 innings last night in that ball game against Columbus. The pitch to Brady Staten is going to be up high for a ball. 1-0 the count. Staten has got 2 base hits and 12 trips to the plate so far this year. No home runs, 1 RBI. There's a base hit to right field. Right on by the second baseman, Derek Glenn. So Brady Staten gets the second base hit for Hastings here in the ball game. He's aboard here in the third inning. That's going to bring up Sam Reimer next, the shortstop. Reimer had a good night last night in the ball game against Columbus. The doubleheader last night, he was 4-for-7 at the plate for Hastings 5-point bank in that ball game last night. So a good performance by Sam Reimer out of this number 9 position. Comes to the plate for the first time here tonight. We'll take a pitch down low for a ball. 1-0 the count. So Staten is your base runner at first base for Hastings. 1-0 is the score. Southwest with the lead. Cope works from the stretch. Here's the next pitch down low. Dug out of the dirt there by Eric Anderson, the catcher for Southwest. The stop sign comes up from Reimer. Keeping the base runner down there at first base, that's Staten. There's a quick throw over the first base. Now they got the Runner tied up between first and second base, and a run down the throw to second base. Gets by the second baseman into right field. And moving on to a second base, and the play is going to be Staten. He was dead in the water, leading the wrong way, as Clayton Cope goes to first baseman Kattenberger. They had him in a rundown between first and second base. The throw went to second base. He actually got by the shortstop who was covering the back there, Chase Goble. It goes into left field. So that's going to allow Brady Staten to move down to second base on the play. So Sam Reimer now has a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes here at the plate. As Clayton Copeland looks towards second base now. Here comes the next pitch, hit on the ground toward third. Fielded by Behrens, bobbles it, picks it back up, goes to first base, that's in time. Back across the diamond, that's not in time, against Brady Staten. So Sam Reimer is retired in the play from third to first, but the relay throw across the diamond from first to third is not in time. Brady Staten sliding in to third base safely. So now there's 2 men out. Hastings has got a runner over here at third base. And now the top of the order comes up there in the form of Jameson Cockrell. Cockrell is the right fielder. He grounded out his first time up there tonight for Hastings. And the pitch to him is going to be outside and down low on a fastball that misses. 1 ball and 0 strikes. Cockrell so far this season has a batting average of .370. Leads the team in base hits with 10. Also leads the team in singles. He's got 9. So 9 of his 10 hits have been singles. He's got 1 double to his credit this year. He has struck out only once, and he has walked twice. He has a count here of 2 balls and 0 strikes. We're in the third inning of play. Next pitch by Clayton Cope is going to be up high for a ball. That's now 3 balls and 0 strikes. So 3-0 the count here to Cockrell. Brock Dreher would be next for Hastings. Here's the next pitch by Clayton Cope. It's going to be in there for a strike in the outside corner. Cockrell taking all the way on that one, and it's now 3 balls and 1 strike. So Cockrell taps the plate. He's ready to go now. Base runner is at third base here for Hastings. Next pitch is on the way. It's going to be lifted to the outfield toward right level. Drifting to his left, he grabs the ball, and the inning is over as Jameson Cockrell will fly out to left field to end the inning. No runs for Hastings, 5 points back in the inning. No runs on one base hit. We'll give Hastings 1 error, 1 man left on base here in this third inning of play. Three innings in the books here tonight. The score, Lincoln Southwest Pinnacle Bank 1, Hastings 0.
Thinking about putting up a storage shed or shop this year? Call Square Deal Lumber and Hardware today to learn about the Astro advantages and to request a free quote for a custom designed building. Astro Buildings offer you quality materials and strong construction, along with experience and local crews. Call Square Deal Lumber and Hardware at 402-756-5881 or find them on the web at buysquaredeal.com. That's 402-756-5881 or buysquaredeal.com. Astro and Square Deal Lumber and Hardware can help you protect your investments. Astro Buildings since 1969.
Mobile Capture, the new, easy, completely secure way to deposit a check at Five Points Bank, the better bank.
I don't have to come to the bank to make a deposit. I have Five Points Bank Mobile Capture on my smartphone. I just take a picture of the front and back of the check, and it's in my account.
To get Mobile Capture, log into your Five Points Bank account, then select Mobile Capture Enrollment, or call customer service to get enrolled. Mobile Capture, from the banking technology leader, Five Points Bank.
1230 KHAS.
So Lincoln Southwest Pinnacle Bank with a lead over Hastings. It is 1-0. Hastings sweeping a doubleheader from Cornhusker League foe Columbus last night. And Hastings playing the other half of the league here tonight with Lincoln Southwest in here for their first ball game of the 2014 season. We head to the fourth inning of play already. This one is scheduled for only 7 innings tonight. And only 1 single game, and a lot of the Lincoln teams don't like playing doubleheaders, we understand. So this is only a 1 game here tonight with Hastings 5 points Bank. Lincoln Southwest Pinnacle Bank is up there now here in the fourth inning of play. You got numbers 6, 7, and 8 in the batting order. Derek Glenn, David Kattenberger, and also Chase Goble coming up there to face Alex Panganiban for Hastings, who has went all the way so far. Derek Glenn, he had a single his last time up there and a couple of stolen bases on the base pads. Ended up at third base, left stranded. Panganiban goes to work on him, and the first pitch is going to be fouled away. Nothing and one. Hastings will play in the Grand Island tournament coming up this weekend. The game's on Sunday against Lincoln Academy have been canceled. And Hastings will play a couple of games next week against Grand Island Home Federal and Norfolk on the road. Those are both the Cornhusker League games. Next weekend, they'll play at the Ralston Woodbat Tournament. Next home game after this one tonight won't be until June the 10th, where North Platte comes to town for a couple of ball games. There's the next pitch they'll play. It's going to be inside for a ball, two balls and one strike. Keep your fingers crossed. Maybe by June 10th, we can move across town, huh? Two balls and one strike here on David Glenn. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be up high for a ball. As now three balls and one strike. 3-1 the count here to Derek Glenn. He bats from the right-hand side. Lincoln Southwest so far, two base hits in the ball game. They've got one run. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be hit toward right field. Cockrell settles under it, and he makes the catch. Didn't have to move too far out there and right to grab that one. Derek Glenn flies out to right field. That's the first out of the fourth inning of play. David Katenberger, the first baseman, comes up there next. He's the son of the head coach for Lincoln Southwest Pinnacle Bank. David Katenberger fouled out to the first baseman back there in inning number two, so he's 0 for 1 tonight. Katenberger, step in there from the right-hand side. Pankeneben goes to work on him, and the first pitch will be fouled away back over the screen. No balls and one strike. Chase Goble is due up there next, and Lucas Mraz is in the hole for Lincoln Southwest. Hastings will play Katenberger pretty much straight away. One man out here in this fourth inning of play. Alex Pankeneben winds and delivers. Next pitch is going to be up high for a ball. One ball and one strike down to David Katen. Brady Staten is down there at first base for Hastings. Ryan Kern is at second. Sam Reimer at shortstop, and Mason Spillick is over here at third base. Here's the next pitch, a little check swing. They look down to the base umpire and says, no, he did not go around. So the count is sitting now with two balls and one strike to Katenberger. Out on the outfield for Hastings, you're going to have Braden Valentine out in left field. Brock Dreher is out in center. Jameson Cockrell is out in right field. There's a pop-up here. It's going to be behind the plate and throwing off the mask and grabbing the ball. It's going to be Asher. So David Katenberger will foul out to Brooks Asher behind the plate. Brooks throws away the mask and makes that play easily just to the left of the plate. There's two men up, two men down here for Lincoln Southwest Pinnacle. Chase Goble comes to the plate next. He is the shortstop. He flew out to right field his last time up there. And Southwest playing their first ball game of the summer season here tonight with this road trip to Hastings. 18-12 during the spring high school season was their record. There's a pitch by Pankeneben. It's going to be in there for a strike in the outside corner. No balls and one strike to Chase Goble, the shortstop. And Hastings will play at regular depth in the infield here, as well as the outfield as they look on. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be inside for a ball. It's now one ball and one strike to Goble. Pankeneben had thrown a total of 9 2/3 innings coming into the ball game here tonight. He's already worked himself into the fourth inning here in this one. Next pitch is going to be outside and down low for a ball. It's now 2-1. Pankeneben making his third appearance on the mound here for Hastings 5 points in the 2014 season. Winds and delivers. Next pitch is swung on and missed. That was a low pitch there. Nice one by Pankeneben. Chase Goble goes after it, unable to come up with anything. The count is sitting at two balls and two strikes now. Two men out here in the fourth inning of play. Pankeneben again rocks and fires. That pitch is going to be outside and it just misses. Goble wanted to pull the trigger, but did not. Keeps the bat on the shoulder here, and the ball is just outside. So now the count is full of 3 balls and 2 strikes to Goble. Where's number 8 in that gray uniform? Here's the next pitch. Swung on. Hit toward right field, giving Chase Cockrell, and he can't get there as it falls out in foul territory. Getting down the lines here at 3:30 down the left field line. And it's 3:30 down the right field line. 3:49 in the power alley to right field and 3:74 out in left center field. 380 feet away in the center field. A little bit smaller than we're used to over at Duncan. Here comes a 3-2 pitch, a breaking pitch that hits the outside corner for a strike, and he strikes him out. For Pankeneben, that's going to be strikeout number 2 in the ball game, and it occurs here in the fourth inning of play. Lincoln Southwest Pinnacle Bank goes down in order. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning with a score. Lincoln Southwest 1, Hastings nothing.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Teams and coaches get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday until 11 p.m. and enjoy half-price appetizers before and after the game. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop in and get your pizza to stay or to take it with you. Open daily at 11 a.m. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
1230 KHAS.
Lincoln Southwest, one run, two hits, one error. They've left four so far in the ball game. Hastings, no runs, two hits, one error. They've left one. Good pitching duel here tonight between Clayton Cope of Lincoln Southwest and Alex Panganiban of Hastings. Clayton Cope comes out there now as Hastings bats in the bottom half of the fourth inning. And here's the first pitch. He's going to be fouled away back to the screen. This is Brock Dreher at the plate for Hastings. Dreher is the center fielder. He flew out to right field his first time up there. Brooks Asher will follow him. Then we'll see Panganiban, the pitcher. Ryan Kern, the second baseman, would follow them if they can get somebody on the base pads. There's a ball hit right to second. Derek Glenn, he picks it up and goes to first base in time. So a one hopper to the second baseman, Derek Glenn. That's going to retire Brook Dreher at first base. So Brooks Asher comes up there next. Asher 0 for 1 in this ball game. He tapped one out in the front of the plate back there in inning number 1. So Asher comes to the plate for the second time here tonight. Hastings trailing in the ball game here by a score of 1 to nothing. Here comes the pitch to Asher. It's going to be in there for a strike. Nothing and 1. Brooks Asher last night in the doubleheader against Columbus was 0 out of 6 at the plate. So he's 0 for his last 7. There's a high fly ball. It's going to be in shallow right field. Coming on and making the catch is going to be the right fielder, Eli Lovell. So Brooks Asher flies out to the right fielder, Eli Lovell, in the fourth inning of play. Boy, it's been tough for Hastings to get anybody on the base pads. When we did back there in the second on the base hit by Panganiban, he was picked off immediately. Also had a base runner in the third, but did not score. Here's Panganiban up to the plate again, and he hits this one toward right field. That's going to curve over the foul territory. Nothing at one to Alex Panganiban. Panganiban is the pitcher for Hastings. He's went all the way here tonight. Pango from the plate this season, a .333 hitter. No home runs. He's got 8 RBIs. Here's the next switch by Clayton Cope. It's hit on the ground to Goble at shortstop. He scoops it up. It's like a vacuum cleaner. There's a throw in the first base. It's a little bit off of the bag. And over there, safe, is going to be Alex Panganiban. The first baseman, Katenberger, tried to reach back and tag. Panganiban heading to the bag, but couldn't do it. The throw was off of the bag, so Pango is going to reach on an error here in this fourth inning of play. So Panganiban gets the board, and that's going to bring up Ryan Kern next. Kern, he flew out to center field his first time up there in inning number 2. And now coming out to run at first base is going to be Ben Clausen. Clausen is going to run for Panganiban, the pitcher. So Clausen is now at first base as Ryan Kern comes to the plate. There's two men out here in this fourth inning of play. 1-0. Lincoln Southwest Pinnacle Bank with a lead, but Hastings has a tying run down the base pads here in the bottom half of the fourth inning as the pitch is going to be down low for a ball. 1-0 the count. Kern last night at the plate was 1 out of 5. Of course, he had that home run in the first ball game in the top half of the seventh inning to tie the game up. There's a ground ball again. This short. Goble has got it. Bobbles the ball, and it comes over and touches the bag to get the horse out in Clausen at the second base, so the inning is over. So Hastings gets a base runner, but it was quickly erased here on a ground ball to Goble. Hastings scores no runs in the inning. No runs on no hits will give Lincoln Southwest 1 error. One man left on base for Hastings. 4 innings in the books. The score, Lincoln Southwest 1, Hastings nothing.
Fly ball!
Great fielding and solid hitting start with the right stuff from TM Sporting Goods. Choose from brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, and Wilson. All the summer sports are made better with the right apparel and equipment from TM Sporting Goods.
Save!
Then roll in the expertise provided by Steve Varinall and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, a division of Protein Design. Every sport done right.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
American Legion baseball coverage tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Your internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself, inspire greatness. Hastings does that. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. The end of the top of the fifth inning here tonight. This one's scheduled for 7 between Lincoln Southwest and Hastings. There's a ground ball to short, picked up there by Reimer for Hastings. His throw over to first base. That's going to be in time. There he pulls Staten off of the bag there, but Brady gets his foot back out of the bag to retire Lucas Meraz. He grounds out to shortstop to begin this fifth inning of play. Eli Lovell comes to the plate next. Neither team really too much offense in this ball game here tonight. Lincoln Southwest, Pinnacle Bank, they've got a couple of base hits in the ball game. Hastings with two hits. Lincoln Southwest was able to score one run in the first inning of play thanks to a single, an error, and a base on balls. And that's been the entire offensive explosion so far. 1-0 is the score. Lincoln Southwest with the lead. Eli Lovell to play now, takes a pitch up high for a ball here. 1-0 the count. Alex Paganiban rocks and fires. Next pitch comes inside and misses. It's now 2-0. Lovell had a single to lead off the ball game here tonight for Southwest. Flew out to center field in inning number 2. So he's 1-for-2 at the plate so far tonight. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball, a little bit low. And now 3-0. Eli Lovell. Southwest had a base runner in the first inning, in the second, also the third. It went down in order in inning number 4. We're in the fifth inning right now. Next pitch comes to the plate. That's going to be in there for a strike in the inside corner. 3-1 down to Eli Lovell. Another right-handed hitter here for Lincoln Southwest Pinnacle. Paganiban looking in for the sign from his catcher Asher. He's got it. There's a ground ball right by the third baseman, Mason Spillick, into left field. Picked up by Valentine. That's going to be the third hit of the ball game now for Lincoln Southwest. And again, they get a man on, this time in the fifth inning of play, as Eli Lovell gets his second base hit of the ball game. Connor Sudik comes to the plate next for Southwest. He is 0-for-2 so far in this ball game. He struck out back there in the first, and he popped one back to the catcher in inning number 3. Sudik is the designated hitter in this ball game tonight for Pinnacle. Taking their lead down there at first base is going to be Lovell. He stays put. Paganiban fires to the plate. There's a high fly ball out towards center field. Greer comes out and he makes the catch. That is the second out of the inning now for Lincoln Southwest. Greer makes the catch out there in center field. Runner stays at first base. Logan Foster comes up there next. He's the left fielder. Foster, he has walked twice, and now the runner goes on a delayed steal, and he slides in there down at second base. Paganiban was getting ready to pitch to Logan Foster. All of a sudden, Eli Lovell takes off on a delayed steal, and he heads into second base safely as he slides under the tag. Paganiban saw him at the corner of his eye, but it was not soon enough, so Lovell is now on in scoring position down near his second base. It heads up play there by Lincoln Southwest. Two men out now in the fifth inning of play. Now timeout is called here. And now we've got Russ Kindig coming out of the third base dugout to question the home plate umpire about what transpired down there at second base. You're listening to American Legion baseball coverage tonight here on 1230 KHIS. You can tell every run is going to be important here tonight, so Kendrick wants to make sure everything is square down there at second base on a little delayed steal. As this conference continues, and Kendig just shakes his head in disgust, and he heads back to the third base dugout. Questioned a few calls last night and came up over. He loses out on this discussion as well. So a runner is on at second base, and there's two men out here in the fifth inning of play. Paganiban's pitch to the plate is going to be inside for a ball. 1-0 the count. Logan Foster is your batter up here for Southwest. He's walked a couple of times here in the ballgame. Paganiban has went all the way for Hastings 5 points back in this ballgame. Pango comes set. Next pitch can be fouled away in the first base side. Out of play. 1-1 the count. Paganiban walked the guy in the first inning of play. Walked his second one in the second. Walked one in the third inning. But he's got 3 walks so far. He's got a couple of strikeouts to his credit. He's given up a total of 3 base hits and 1 run. He's trailing in the ballgame here by a score of 1-0. Paganiban is now off of the rubber as he looks that runner back to the bag at second as he walks toward the bag there. Paganiban climbs back on top of the hill. Here's the next pitch, a breaking pitch that's going to stay up high for a ball. And the count is at 2 balls and no strikes. And now another steal as Foster heads down to third base in a play. Kind of a similar situation. Pango having a lot of time out there in the pitcher's mound. And Eli Lovell just takes off again, and he ends up at third base on the play. They pulled off the same stunt a couple of times on a delayed steal as Eli Lovell then heads into the bag at third base. So now Hastings has got a pitch here to Logan Foster. The next pitch is going to be down low for a ball, and it's 3 balls and 1 strike. So Lincoln Southwest has got a man around to third base on the play on a couple of delayed steals, but there's still 2 men out here in the inning. Logan Foster waiting on this 3-1 pitch now from Paganiban as he's going to work from the full windup. And here it comes. The 3-1 is on the way. It's going to be in there for a strike on the outside corner. Right letter high. So now it's 3 balls and 2 strikes. So 3-2 the count. The count is full here to Logan Foster. Connor Behrens would be next if Foster can get aboard. Here's the 3-2. It's going to miss outside. A base on balls given up there by Alex Paganiban. Running down to first base in the play is going to be Logan Foster. That's going to be walk number 4 in the ball game by Paganiban. Connor Behrens comes to the plate next. Behrens is 0-2 so far in the ball game. He's flown out to center field both times. Third base coach goes through the signs down there. Now Connor Behrens enters the batter's box on the right-hand side. Paganiban working from the stretch. Runners on at first and third base. Pango looks over his left shoulder at first, offers one to the plate. The ball's going to be hit right to the third baseman. Spilinic grabs the ball, goes across the diamond, and he gets the out over there at first base. Hard hit ball right to Mason Spilinic at third base. Mason knocks it down and then gets it across the diamond to Brady Staten. And the inning is over here for Lincoln Southwest. So Pinnacle Bank, they threaten here in the fifth inning, but they come up empty. They score no runs on a base hit. No errors on Hastings. 2 men left on base. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning now with a score. Lincoln Southwest, Pinnacle Bank 1, Hastings nothing.
Is your once upon a time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in 3 grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
American Legion Baseball here tonight on 1230 KHAS. We're at the Smith Complex here tonight. Hastings playing their 9th game of the 2014 season already tonight. They played 9 games in a matter of 8 days to begin the season. Hastings trailing here 1-0. The Lincoln Southwest Pinnacle Bank. Braden Valentine will lead things off for Hastings here in the fifth. Mason Spilenick will follow him, then Brady Staten. There's a high fly ball, but it's going to get out of play. 1-2 here to Braden Valentine. 6, 7, and 8 in the batting order for Hastings. They're trying to get to Clayton Cope. He's done a good job tonight for Lincoln Southwest in the season opener. There's a bouncing ball down to third base side. Foul territory. Valentine with a couple of strikes here. 1-2 the count. Valentine in the season, a 375 hitter. 6 base hits and 16 trips to the plate. 5 singles. He's got a double. No home runs. 3 RBIs so far this year. Here comes the 1-2 pitch from Clayton Cope. It's on the way. Swung on and missed. The catcher drops the third strike. He picks it up. He fires it down to first base. That's in time to complete the strikeouts. So officially a strikeout there for Clayton Cope. Strikeout number 2 in the ball game for Cope. And that's going to bring up Mason Spilenick next to third baseman. Spilenick 0-for-1 here tonight. He flew out to center field his first time up there in inning number 3. Spilenick started the day with a batting average of .250. He takes a pitch down low for a ball here. 1-0. Spilenick is 5-for-20 from the plate. And a .250 batting average as he takes a strike here. 1-1 the count. All 5 hits for Spilenick this year have been singles. There's a high fly ball. Foul territory giving chase. First baseman. He comes over near the fence and he can't get there. Katenberger tried it, but he couldn't grab the ball before he goes over the chain link fence. Spilenick, no home runs. He's got 5 RBIs so far this season. He has walked 1 time and he has not yet struck out. He's got a count of 1-2 now here in this fifth inning of play with 1 man out. If you're just joining us, Lincoln Southwest scores 1 run in the top half of the first inning. And that's all that they've needed so far. 1-0 is the score. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be down low for a ball. And it is now 2 balls and 2 strikes to Mason Spilenick here in this fifth inning. There's a little tapper. It's going to be foul. Spilenick just got a little piece of that one. Brady Staten would be next, and then we'll see Sam Reimer. Spilenick last night in the ball games against Columbus was 1 out of 7 from the plate. He had 1 RBI and scored 1 run. Hastings winning twice last night in the Cornhusker League, 9-3 and 6-4. Ground ball to second. Fielded there by Glenn. He goes to first base. That's in time. A ton of ground balls in this ball game here tonight. And this is a sign that the pitcher is keeping his pitches down where he needs to be. Mason Spilenick is retiring the play there from second to first, 4-3 officially in your book. Brady Staten comes up there next. Staten is the first baseman. Staten did not get to the plate last night for Hastings 5 points bank. So far tonight, he is 1-for-1 with a single back there in the third inning of play. Staten started the day with a batting average of .167. He takes a strike here, 0-1. Here comes the next pitch on the way. It's going to be down low, scooped up there by Eric Anderson. 1-1 the count. Staten 2 out of 12 in the season coming into the baseball game here tonight. Both of those hits have been singles. No home runs, 1 RBI. There's a ball that's going to be fouled away again, giving chase is Katenberger. And again, he can't get there near the fence. So a strike there on Brady Staten. Count to him is 1-2. Staten has not walked so far this year, and he has struck out 5 times. He's behind on the count here, 1-2. In this fifth inning of play, this one scheduled for 7 here tonight. Lincoln Southwest has got the lead over Hastings by the score of 1-0. Full windup by Clayton Cope. There's the ball hit to center field. That's a base hit. So Brady Staten drills his second hit of the ball game. That one to center field. So Hastings has the tying run now on the base pads at first base with 2 men out. And Sam Reimer comes to the plate next. He grounded out to third base his first time up there. Reimer was kind of the unsung hero last night in the number 9 position. 4 out of 7 at the plate against Columbus. Had a couple of strikeouts, had an RBI, and scored 2 runs. He takes a pitch outside and down low here. 1-0 the count to Sam Reimer. Reimer's batting average is now up to .318 on the year. He's got 7 base hits and 22 trips to the plate. He takes a strike here. 1-1 the count. Reimer leads the team in strikeouts. He's got eight. Two base on balls. Reimer digging in from the right side. Just a sophomore for Hastings High. Next pitch is going to be hit on the ground towards short. Goble moves to his right, grabs it, goes to second base, and the inning is over. They get the force out on the Brady State, and so the inning is over, 6-4. To retire the force out on State at second base. Hastings scores no runs, a base hit, no errors, one left. We go to the sixth inning of play with a score. Lincoln Southwest Pinnacle Bank 1, Hastings nothing.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings, 207 South Burlington, is the place for all your rehabilitation needs. PTSR offers a wide variety of services, including orthopedic, neurologic, and sports injury rehabilitation. A certified hand specialist is available for the more delicate upper extremity injuries. Aquatic therapy and balance training is also available. A certified athletic trainer is on staff as well. PTSR has a strong industrial services division providing physical and functional capacity testing, as well as drug and alcohol screening. Please visit our website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
Five Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
1230 KHAS.
So six base hits between the two teams here tonight. Hastings is trailing Lincoln Southwest Pinnacle Bank by a score of 1-0. Southwest will bat here now in the sixth inning of play. 5, 6, and 7 in the batting order coming up here to face Alex Panganiban, who comes back and throws here in the sixth inning. Eric Anderson, Derek Glenn, David Katenberger, the scheduled hitters here for Lincoln Southwest. Any of those guys get aboard, we'll see Chase Goble. So Panganiban still out there for Hastings. He's went all the way here in this baseball game tonight. He's recorded, what, four walks in the ball game. He's got a couple of strikeouts. Lincoln Southwest with three base hits and one run. So Panganiban trying to keep his team close here. Eric Anderson comes up there. He's 0 for 2 so far tonight. There's a pitch to him. It's going to be popped up. It's going to be in shallow right field going back to second baseman Kern, and he grabs the ball on the edge of the outfield grass. Eric Anderson flies out to second base officially, and that's going to bring up Derek Glenn next. Glenn so far tonight, a single. Back there in the second inning of play, had a couple of steals in that second inning. Blew out to right field in inning number 4, so he's 1 for 2 tonight. Stumps in from the right-hand side against the righty and Alex Panganiban. A pitch from Pango is going to be inside for a ball, 1-0 the count. Nebraska plays in the Oklahoma City Regional coming up on Friday against Cal State Fullerton. Airtime will be at 11:30 here on 1230 KHIS. The first pitch at 12 o'clock. Again, a high flying ball and in the edge of the outfield grass, about the same spot. Ryan Kern grabs that one for the second out of this sixth inning of play. So David Katenberger comes up there next. He's the first baseman. He has fouled out twice, once to the first baseman and once to the catcher. So he's 0 for 2. He's batting the number 7 position tonight for Southwest. And Southwest, with their gray uniforms there tonight, their gray tops, at least their white baseball pants, trimmed and lettered in the green. Here's the pitch to the plate. It's going to be down low for a ball. That's one ball and no strikes. Southwest, the Gators during the spring baseball season. Here comes the 1-0 pitch now. It's on the way. It's hit on the ground towards short and third base, and that's going to get through there for a base hit. So David Katenberger gets a base hit. Sam Reimer moves to his right there. Couldn't come up with it. Spilinick also there, the third baseman. It goes trickling right in between the two in the left field. Picked up by Valentine. So Lincoln Southwest, they've had a base runner in every inning tonight with the exception of the fourth. And right now they get one here in the sixth inning of play in this 1-0 ball game. Katenberger is aboard at first base. Brady State will now hold him on defensively for Hastings Five Points Bank. Chase Goble is at the plate now. Scores are on the bunt. Plays it down to third base side. Fielded there. The throw to first base is not going to be in time. So an infield single by Chase Goble. Goble lays down a bunt on the third base side, charging with Spilnick. He grabs the ball about midway between home plate and third base on the grassy portion of the infield. He gets it over the first baseman, Brady Staten, but it was not in time. And again, Lincoln Southwest has got base runners on now at first and second base. There's two men out here in this sixth inning as Lucas Meraz will come to the plate next. Meraz, he had a base on balls back there in the second inning of play and grounded out. In the fifth, he takes a whack at that one and a swing and a miss. No balls and one strike to Lucas Meraz. Top of the order, and Eli Lovell is up there next. Eli's got a couple of base hits tonight, so I'm sure Paget Neiman would like to get to Meraz down here. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be down low for a ball. One ball and one strike. Temp at 90 degrees to begin the ball game here tonight. Feels like summer now as the boys of summer get to play here. East-southeast winds at about 10 miles per hour. Great night for American Legion baseball tonight here at the Smith Complex as the ball drilled towards center field. Dreher comes on and makes the catch. So no damage done here despite a couple of base runners for Lincoln Southwest Pinnacle Bank. Lucas Meraz, he flies out to center field. So Lincoln scores no runs, couple of base hits, no errors on Hastings, two left. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning now with a score. Lincoln Southwest Pinnacle Bank 1, Hastings nothing.
Yeah, traffic again. You've sat in it like a zillion times. But this time, why don't you mix it up with a Pepsi? Yeah? Sounds nice, doesn't it? Aw, yeah. Jams aren't so bad with the cool cola flow. Look at that cabbie waving at you. Ah, what a friendly guy. Hey, keep moving. Whoa, check out that orange cone. It's like sunshine. Pepsi always gives you the green light on total enjoyment. And now, you're experiencing a whole world of refreshment. Without moving at all.
Oh, yeah.
Pepsi. Live for now.
1230 KHAS.
American Legion baseball coverage here tonight brought to you in part by Five Points Bank of Hastings. Now with three locations, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, 322 North St. Joe. Hastings Five Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. Hastings trailing Lincoln Southwest tonight by a score of 1-0. As we head to the bottom half of the sixth inning, and Hastings has at the top of the order coming up here, Jamison Cockrell, Brock Dreher, and also Brooks Asher. Alex Panganiban would follow them. There's a high fly ball towards center. Drifting back is Meraz, and now he puts on the brakes and he makes the catch. So Jamison Cockrell, he'll fly out to center field here. Cockrell now 0-3 in this ball game, and that's going to bring up Brock Dreher next. Hastings with only three base hits in the ball game tonight. Panganiban, he's got one. Brady Staten has got two. Other than that, nothing for Hastings offensively. Here's Brock Dreher. He takes a strike in the outside corner. Now nothing and one to Brock Dreher. Here's the next pitch. It could be in their same spot. Same result. Another strike. No balls and two strikes to Dreher. So Brock Dreher trying to get something going. His season batting average is sitting at .286 coming into the ball game here tonight. Next pitch is going to be tapped foul on the first base side. That remains at no balls and two strikes. The next home games for Hastings Five Points Bank coming up on June the 10th. They'll play a doubleheader against North Platte. The games against Lincoln Academy scheduled for Sunday have been wiped off of the schedule. There's a ground ball towards short. Goble has got it. He charges, grabs the ball, and still the first base is over the first baseman's head. Katenberger can't come down with it. He's a big, tall guy at first base, but the Jolly Green Giant couldn't have come down with that one. That throw was high by Chase Goble. It's going to be an error chalked up there on Lincoln Southwest Pinnacle Bank. So Hastings gets a base runner. We'll take him any way we can here as Brock Dreher gets aboard here in the sixth inning. So now the lead run comes into play to the former Brooks Asher. Asher, he is 0-2 here tonight. Asher is 0-for his last eight, as he was 0-for-6 last night in the doubleheader against Columbus. He takes a strike here. As no balls and one strike down to Asher. Brooks waiting here in the right-hand batter's box. His season average is now down to 200. A throw over to first base that's not in time as Brock Dreher gets into the bag again at first base. David Katenberger will hold him on defensively for Lincoln Southwest Pinnacle Bank. Clayton Cope looks that way. There's a ball hit down the right field line. It's going to be in foul territory. So Asher gets his bat on the ball here, but it curves over into foul territory down the right field side. Now Asher is behind in the count of no balls and two strikes. Asher has walked four times so far this year. He has struck out four times. Quick throw to the first base, and again, diving back in there is Dreher. 1-0. Lincoln Southwest Pinnacle Bank with a lead over Hastings 5 Points Bank. In American Legion baseball coverage tonight, there's the next pitch. Again, hit toward right field, and again, it's going to curve foul. So going back to the bag at first is going to be Dreher. Asher comes back to the batter's box here. Brooks Asher now waiting on the pitch from Clayton Cope, who has went all the way here for Lincoln Southwest, a right-handed thrower. Cope comes set, throws it over the first base. It's not in time. Katenberger grabs the ball over there, but back there in plenty of time was Brock Dreher. Hastings not really a big base-stealing threat here so far this season. There's a pitch outside. Now a throw down to first base. That one was high. Katenberger grabs it, and back into the bag is Brock Dreher. Agony, but he's been picked off of the base pads already tonight. That was back there in the second inning and a nice throw from Anderson, the catcher. That throw by Eric was a little bit high. And now a timeout is called as Asher backs out of the batter's box. 1-2 here to Brooks Asher, the St. Cecilia product. Dreher goes at first base. The pitch out. Now the throw down there is right on the money. They've got him down there. They have got Brock Dreher stealing. Lincoln Southwest knew that one was coming. There was a pitch out as Eric Anderson grabs the ball on the right side of the plate there, and he sends it down to second base right on the money. And Brock Dreher is retired off of the base pads. And now there's two men out here in the sixth inning of play. Two men out, nobody on. Hastings trailing in the ball game by a score of 1-0. And Brooks Asher looking to count down 1-2. And now the home plate umpire is going to go out to talk with the base umpire here. We'll find out what's going on here as they confer right on the first base line. Last night, Hastings Johnson Imperial Homes. Oh, they're checking on the count. Last night, Johnson Imperial Homes picked up a couple of wins on the road, winning 10-0 and also 16-6 as they played in Columbus against Pawnee Park. Making sure they got the count right behind the plate here. It's 1-2 on Brooks Asher. Again, there's two men out here in the sixth inning, and now nobody on the base pads. Clayton Cope winds and delivers. Next pitch is tapped out in front of the plate, fielded there by Cope. Easy throw to first base, right on the money, and the inning is over. So Asher is retired in the play, and Hastings basically sends three guys to the plate again here in the sixth inning of play. No runs, no hits. An error in Lincoln Southwest. Nobody left on base. We go to inning number 7 here tonight with a score of Lincoln Southwest 1, Hastings nothing.
I was one of the first babies that my dad delivered once he came out to Hastings. It was always very neat getting to see how my dad interacted with patients. That was my first introduction to medicine, and I saw the way the patients looked at him, and I thought, boy, that'd be a pretty neat career to have. In my role as an OBGYN physician, it's important to me to try to get to know the patient and the family very well during that time so I'm able to understand what their needs are and provide the best care possible. The inspiration for me is being able to form a bond with the patient and with her family as they're transitioning through a pregnancy, to take that extra moment to relate to the patient. She has to know that she can trust me and that I'll be there for her no matter what. I'm Tyler Adam, OBGYN physician.
Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Well with American Legion baseball coverage tonight here on 1230 KHAS from the Smith Complex. Hastings trailing Lincoln Southwest Pinnacle back by a score of 1-0. As they head to the seventh, Alex Panganiban's going to come out and throw here in the seventh inning of play. Both pitchers have went all the way tonight. Panganiban for Hastings, Cope for Lincoln Southwest. Lincoln scoring a run in the first inning, the top of the first inning, and that is all she wrote as far as the offensive production out of the two teams here tonight. Hastings sitting at 5-3 in the season. Lincoln Southwest is their first game of the summer here following a spring in which they compiled the record of 18 wins and 12 losses during the spring high school season. So let's see what Lincoln Southwest can do here in the top half of the seventh inning. We got the top of the order coming up here with Eli Lovell coming to the plate. He'll be followed by Connor Sudik and also Logan Foster. Panganiban will start to work here on Lovell. There's a ground ball back up through the middle. It's going to be fielded by Kern behind the bag. At second is through the first base. It's in time. That was a nice play. Ryan Kern, the second baseman, after a high hop off of the pitcher's mound. Ryan Kern gets right behind the bag at second to field that one. Puts on the brakes and fires it to first baseman Brady Staten to record the out. Good defensive play there by Hastings Five Points Bank as Eli Lovell is retired into play from second to first. Connor Sudik. And now we're going to have a pinch hitter coming up there here in the seventh inning of play. This is going to be Brad Tonagis. So Brad Tonagis will now come to the plate here for Lincoln Southwest in the seventh inning of play. Brad Tonagis will come to the plate here in the seventh inning in the designated hitter role. Sudik, he had been 0 for 3 up until this point. So they're going to insert Tonagis here in the number 2 spot in the batting order to see what he can do. The pitch by Panganiban is going to be in there for a strike. It's one ball and one strike. So Brad Tonagis now up to the plate. He's another right-handed hitter for Lincoln Southwest. Panganiban working quickly with the count 1-1. Next pitch is going to be down low, a little bit outside. And the count down 2 balls and 1 strike. Isher has went all the way again behind the plate here for Hastings. Staten is at first base. Kern at second. Reimer is at shortstop. Spilnick is over there at third base for Hastings. Valentine, Greer, Cockrell out of the outfield from left to right. There's a ground ball toward Reimer at short. He moves to his left, grabs the ball, goes to first base. That's going to be in time. Tonagis is retired in the play from short to first as Sam Reimer makes the play on the ball at shortstop. Logan Foster comes up there next. Foster is the left fielder. He has walked 3 times in the ballgame. Alex Panganiban has recorded 4 walks, and Logan Foster, he's got 3 of them. So Panganiban will go to work on him. There's a high fly ball toward right field. Cockrell goes over toward the foul line, and he cannot make the catcher, did he? No, it's in foul territory. It's in foul territory. Cockrell just over the foul line. Boy, that ball was hit deep right in front of the sign that says 330 feet away. Cockrell trying to get to it, but it falls out of the foul territory. Had some room out there, but couldn't come down with it. So Foster gives it a ride, but it's foul, fortunately enough. So the count is sitting at 0 balls and 1 strike here to Logan Foster. In the seventh inning of play, Lincoln Southwest has got the lead over Hastings by the score of 1-0. In American Legion baseball action here at the Smith Complex tonight. Alex Panganiban gets his sign again from his catcher, Brooks Asher. He's in his full windup. Here's the 0-1 pitch. It's a fastball that's going to stay outside for a ball. It's now 1 ball and 1 strike. If Foster can get aboard, we'll see Connor Behrens, the third baseman, and Eric Anderson, the catcher. 2 men out here for Lincoln Southwest as they look for some base runners. Here's the next pitch by Pango. It's going to be fouled away back to the screen. Now 1 ball and 2 strikes. Looking ahead to the Hastings seventh inning, we're going to see Panganiban, Kern, Valentine, numbers 4, 5, and 6 in the batting order, and Mason Spilnick. Hastings is trailing only 1-0 here in the ballgame. Panganiban again getting his sign from Asher. He's in his full windup. Here's the other offering, and it's going to be outside. The ball gets away. From Asher back to the screen, but no harm done. Nobody on the base pads. And the count goes to 2 balls and 2 strikes. Five base hits for Lincoln Southwest in the ball game. Hastings has got three base hits. Southwest with three errors, Hastings with one. Hastings has had only three men left on the base pads. They have not had a whole lot of opportunities there tonight. Next pitch is a fastball. He jams him inside, backs him away from the batter's box, and the count now is sitting at 3-2. So 3-2 the count here to Logan Foster. Paganiban again winds and delivers some off-speed stuff, popped up. Foul territory, first base side, coming over is going to be Asher, and he makes the catch. Asher, the catcher, makes the catch right in front of the first base dugout. So Logan Foster, he's going to foul out to Asher, and the inning is over. Lincoln Southwest scores no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the seventh inning with a score. Lincoln Southwest 1, Hastings nothing.
Get more than you expect. Direct.
When you hear the name Furniture Direct, low prices is about what you'd expect. But at Furniture Direct, you get more than you expect, like coil spring seating in our catnapper recliners and motion furniture so they keep sitting great for years to come. Plus express delivery so you can enjoy your furniture right away. Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct, behind Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings, FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
Follow all your favorite teams in the Hastings Tribune and online at HastingsTribune.com. Read stories and see action photos online anytime. Go to HT Media to view and order Tribune sports and news photos. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune and get the e-edition free.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Well, we head to the bottom half of the seventh inning here. Hastings needs one run to force extra innings. They need two runs to win here in this inning. And we've got the meat of the order coming up there with Paganiban, Kern, and Valentine. Out there again for Lincoln Southwest Pinnacle Bank to try to finish things off is going to be Clayton Cope tonight. He's thrown a three-hitter at Hastings so far. There's a pitch to Paganiban, very first pitch. He's going to pop up, first base side, coming over, and it's going to get out of play. So Paganiban will come back to the batter's box here. Paganiban so far tonight, he had a single back there in the second inning. Reached out an error in the fourth. He is 1-for-2 so far tonight. Pango has a batting average on the season of .333. Behind the count now and no balls and one strike. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike in the outside corner. A fastball that nicks the corner. It's no balls and two strikes. Paganiban last night against Columbus was 3 out of 8. Here's the next pitch, a fastball that stays out wide, 1-2. Paganiban had a couple of strikeouts last night. 3 RBIs. He had a double and 1 run scored. Here's the next pitch, a swing and a miss, and he strikes out. Paganiban strikes out here to begin the bottom half of the seventh inning. Clayton Cope has not struck out a whole lot of guys tonight, but I'll tell you what, he's had Hastings numbers so far. Hastings only 3 base hits. That's only the second strikeout of the ball game for Clayton Cope, or actually the 3rd strikeout of the ball game for Cope, and it occurs here in the seventh inning. Ryan Kern comes to the plate next. Kern had that home run last night to force extra innings in the seventh inning of play. See if he can duplicate that here tonight. He fouls away the first pitch, nothing and one. Ryan Kern so far tonight, he's 0-for-2 in the ball game. Kern last night, 1 out of 5 with that home run. Had a couple of RBIs, walked twice, scored 1 run. Here's the next pitch, swung out and fouled away. And the count now is sitting at 1 ball, or actually no balls and 2 strikes to Ryan Kern. Kern so far this season, he's got 2 walks and he's got 7 strikeouts. Clayton Cope trying to finish things off here in the season opener for Lincoln Southwest. He's allowed just 3 base hits in the ball game. There's a swing and a miss. And again, the catcher drops the strike, but a throw down to first base. That's going to be in time. So Kern officially strikes out. Catcher Eric Anderson drops the 3rd strike and then picks it up and fires it down to Katenberger to complete the strikeout. 4 strikeouts now in the ball game by Clayton Cope. Braden Valentine comes to the plate next. Now we're going to have a pinch hitter coming out here. A pinch hitter coming out for Hastings is going to be Zach Merrill. So Zach Merrill comes out here in the seventh inning of play. Merrill last night in the ball game was 4 out of 7 against Columbus. Had 3 RBIs, 2 walks, a strikeout, and scored 3 runs. Merrill on the season is hitting .500. He is 7 out of 14 from the plate. There's a bouncing ball towards second. Glenn has got it. His throw to first base. They complete the out, and the ball game is over as Merrill is retired into play from second to first. So he sees 5 points back, drops a tough one here tonight to Lincoln North Star Pinnacle Bank. They lose by the score of 1-0. Lincoln North Star scoring in the first inning of play, and they make it a hold up. Lincoln North Star, no runs, no hits, no errors. Or rather, Hastings with no runs, no hits, no errors. Here in the seventh inning of play, final score, Lincoln North Star 1, Hastings nothing. Back with a recap after this.
When you hear Graham Tire, you think of tires, but they're more than that. They're the ASE certified service providers who care about you and your vehicle. Of course, they have the best in tires too. And now through May 31st, get up to $80 by mail-in rebate when you purchase a set of 4 select Goodyear tires. Double your rebate up to $160 when you make the purchase on your Goodyear credit card. Your local Goodyear Tire and Service Network dealer. Graham Tire, your tire store next door.
DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services. We take care of our neighbors.
This is Scott DeWitt asking you to consider us for cremation services. With the simplicity and dignity cremation offers, we can provide a variety of options. If you've already made the choice, start here for a free consultation and information on cremation.
At DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services, we take care of our neighbors. Serving Hastings and surrounding communities. Call 402-462-4444. Online at DeWittFuneral.com.
We're Shelter Insurance. We view life insurance a little differently.
We think the most thoughtful gift you can give your family doesn't come with a bow.
We know that a life should be measured by more than just dollars and cents.
And we know you'll love the peace of mind life insurance gives you.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter Agent Jeb Brandt in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Lincoln Southwest, Pinnacle Bank with a win over Hastings tonight. Final score of 1-0. Lincoln Southwest scoring in the top half of the first inning on a single, an error. There was a stolen base in there, a base on balls, and that's all they needed as Lincoln Southwest comes up with a 1-0 win over Hastings. Alex Panganiban, the losing pitcher tonight for Hastings. Panganiban now drops to 1 win and 1 loss on the season. Gives up 5 hits, 1 run, had a couple of strikeouts and 4 walks. Clayton Cope, the winning pitcher, he's now 1-0. Gives up no runs, throws a 3-hitter tonight, 4 strikeouts, and no walks. So Hastings 5 points back. They dropped to 5 wins and 4 losses on the season. They will play in the Grand Island Home Federal Tournament coming up this weekend. Lincoln North Star, Pinnacle Bank now 1-0. Southwest wins it tonight by a score of 1-0 over Hastings. Now stay tuned for the player of the game and the coach's postgame show as Legion Baseball continues on 1230 KHIS.
Play-by-play of today's game has been brought to you by the KHS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local athletics. Stay tuned. Our postgame report is up next on KHS Radio, 1230 AM.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
The Player of the Game is brought to you by Hastings Tribune. Check us out at www.hastingstribune.com.
All right, back here at the Smith Complex, Hastings drops a 1-0 decision to Lincoln Southwest Pinnacle Bank here tonight. This is the player of the game on 1230 KHAS. And you got to look to the starting pitcher again tonight, Alex Paganiba. He goes the distance here tonight for Hastings, and normally this will be good enough as far as numbers are concerned to record a win. Gave up 1 run, 5 hits, 2 strikeouts, 4 walks. Paganiba also had 1 of the 3 base hits that Hastings had offensively. The other guy that recorded some base hits tonight was Brady State, and he had 2 of them. The hits were far and in between. 3 hits for Hastings here in the ball game tonight. We'll come back and name our player of the game right after this.
Follow the Hastings Legion baseball teams in the Hastings Tribune and online at hastingstribune.com. Also, read stories and see action photos on the Tribune's website, online, anytime. Huskers and national sports, too. Go to HT Media to view and order Tribune sports and news photos. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune and get the e-edition free. Call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Our players of the game tonight for Hastings 5 Points Bank. Again, offensively, Alex Paganiban, 5 hits. He gives up tonight 1 run in the first inning of play, and they shut down Lincoln Southwest the rest of the way. Recorded a couple of strikeouts and 4 walks as he goes the distance tonight. Paganiban also with a base hit offensively. But it was in a losing effort here tonight as Lincoln Southwest Pinnacle Bank knocks off Hastings by the score of 1-0. Stick around. The coach's postgame show is up next. You're listening to Legion Baseball.
The player of the game is brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 402-461-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com. Stay tuned. The coach's postgame show is up next on your link to local sports, 1230 KHAS.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings, 207 South Burlington, is the place for all your rehabilitation needs. PTSR offers a wide variety of services, including orthopedic, neurologic, and sports injury rehabilitation. A certified hand specialist is available for the more delicate upper extremity injuries. Aquatic therapy and balance training is also available. A certified athletic trainer is on staff as well. PTSR has a strong industrial services division providing physical and functional capacity testing, as well as drug and alcohol screening. Please visit our website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
Is your once-upon-a-time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality.
It's time now for the Coach's Post Game Show on 1230 KHAS. Now, let's get back to the diamond to talk with the coach.
And Hastings 5 Points Bank drops its one here tonight to Lincoln North Star Pinnacle Bank to score 1-0. The final numbers in the ball game: Southwest, 1 run, 5 base hits, 3 errors. They leave 8 men on the base pads here tonight. Hastings with no runs, 3 hits. They commit 1 error. They leave 3 men on the base pads here tonight. Alex Paganiban again going all the way for Hastings 5 Points Bank in the ball game here tonight. Clayton Cope, the winning pitcher for Lincoln Southwest Pinnacle Bank. He throws a 3-hitter against Hastings here tonight with 4 strikeouts, no walks, no extra base hits by any of the teams in the ball game here tonight. Kind of a different ball game as head coach Russ Kindig is going to join us on the post-game show here tonight. And, Coach, kind of a unique ball game here tonight. No extra base hits and not many hits whatsoever to talk about. It was just a strange first inning. You guys had an error in there, and it ended up costing you tonight.
Yeah, that cost us in, you know, just mental mistakes that we've gotten through a couple of these last couple games, and they caught up with us today, and that was a huge one right there. Mace has got to go get that ball. There's no play. probably doesn't need to make the throw to second base. But, you know, just being aggressive there and give hats off to that guy. Cope, he threw really well.
What was why was he so tough in the ball game tonight?
He probably threw as hard as anybody we've seen this year, I think. Weren't real sure. I'm not going to make any excuses for him where our strike zone was tonight, but he threw really hard, had a good curveball, and just couldn't find it tonight.
Hastings, again, with only three base hits in the ball game here tonight. Again, we had some problems on the base pads, a very similar situation as we had last night. Pango was picked off down here, and boy, in a tight ball game like this, you just can't give up. When you know you're not going to have a lot of base runners anyway, you can't make those mistakes in the base pads.
Yeah, you can't. We probably should have been running for him there, and we didn't. Was he out? I don't think he probably was, but we can't have that kind of mistake. Miss a sign and get a guy thrown out in a one-run game. That hurts us also.
So Hastings, again, dropping this one tonight to Lincoln Southwest Pinnacle Bank by a score of 1-0. So after playing pretty well last night, you come out to this ball game and really struggle offensively in this ball game. You're going to have your ups and downs all season long, aren't you?
Yeah, I think so. You know, we knew coming in that we were going to have to hit the ball and move runners, and when we don't have runners, we can't move the ball. But, you know, hats off to Alex Banganeben. He said he wanted the ball tonight, threw great for us, kept us in a ball game against probably the best team we've seen all year. And, you know, hats off again to their guy. He threw really well tonight.
Yeah, Alex's numbers, you put those out there, and you think you're going to win the ball game. He threw pretty good here tonight.
Yeah, we'll take our chances anytime our pitcher goes out and throws like that. Defense made every play on the infield. You know, outfielders took good angles, got good jumps on balls, nothing landed, you know. We're as happy as we can be with a one-run loss, I would say.
So Hastings drops to 5-4 in the season, and now you'll play in the Grand Island tournament this weekend. Kind of talk about some of the teams in the competition this weekend.
Right, we'll play a Grand Island team that, once again, we look at spring right now being early, that was in the state tournament. We'll play a Lincoln East team that won that Millard South tournament, a big tournament in high school baseball. You know, it's going to be a tough weekend on Saturday, and then Sunday the games got canceled, so might be a blessing for us. We could probably use a break.
A little day off or two, huh? All right. We'll see you again next week.
All right. Thanks, Mike.
Russ Kindig, the head coach for Hastings Fine Points Bank. Again, Hastings drops one here tonight. A tough one to Pinnacle Bank out of Lincoln Southwest, losing by a score of 1-0. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to Legion Baseball.
Five Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a 5-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
Additionally, our holding company is ranked 15th in the nation by SNL Financial. We are very proud of the 5-star designation in our top 15 ranking, and we will work hard to maintain these. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
Five Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank. Member FDIC.
Nebraska baseball coming up for you on Friday here on 1230 KHIS. Nebraska will take on Cal State Fullerton in the opening round of the Oklahoma City Regional down in Oklahoma City. That'll be a 12 o'clock starting time. The first pitch on the air with the pregame show at 11:30. Nebraska playing in a regional for the first time since 2008. And we'll have the games for you this weekend beginning Friday at 11:30 here on 1230 KHIS. And Hastings Fine Points Bank, they drop one here tonight to Lincoln Southwest Pinnacle Bank. The score 1-0 in the ball game tonight. Hastings now 5-4 in the season. They get ready to play in the Grand Island tournament coming up this weekend. That'll do it for us tonight from the Smith Complex here in Hastings. For my producer and engineer, John Debrin, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Hastings.
You've been listening to the Coach's Post Game Show. Join us all season long for American Legion Baseball coverage on your link to local sports, 1230 KHAS. American Legion Baseball coverage is an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.